USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up its public hearings on the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, at least for now. No further hearings are scheduled, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out the possibility of more closed-door depositions or public hearings. She said the House Intelligence Panel will then prepare a report on testimony presented at the hearings and depositions, and that will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which could then draft and deliberate articles of impeachment. Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh yesterday pleading guilty in court to 4 of 11 criminal counts against her, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. Robert Herz, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland.
We need dedication and professionalism from our leaders, not fraud and corruption.
Sentencing set for February, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Investigators say a gun used by a 16-year-old student who shot up a Santa Clarita, California high school last week, killing two students before killing himself, was an untraceable so-called ghost gun. The L.A. County Sheriff says
it was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm, and that is a very big concern and a threat to public safety.
The semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts and didn't have a serial number. More Americans are suffering lung injuries because of vaping, according to the CDC. It says nearly 2,300 cases and 47 deaths had been reported as of Wednesday. Most of the patients, male and under 35. A spacewalk underway at this hour at the International Space Station. Astronaut Drew Morgan and Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency are conducting the second of 5 spacewalks to fix a cosmic ray detector known as the Alpha Magnetic Spectrum. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A pioneer in the world of snowboarding has died at 65. Burton Snowboard's founder, John Burton Carpenter, passed away Wednesday of complications from cancer. His company saying on Twitter that Burton was, quote, the very soul of snowboarding. Country music singer Sam Hunt is facing legal issues in Tennessee. Hunt was taken into custody early yesterday morning, accused of drinking and driving in East Nashville. The musician is scheduled to be in court in January. Yesterday, actor John Voight was among the recipients of the National Medal of Arts, President Trump presenting the actor with that award at the White House. Coldplay, the band, says it will not hit the road in an effort to fight climate change. Frontman Chris Martin telling the BBC that the band's carbon footprint would be too big, and they want to have a positive impact on the environment. Coldplay's last tour was 122 shows across 5 continents. And the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2019 is actually 2 words, and the honor goes to the term climate emergency. Oxford says usage of that phrase increased steeply this year, that by September, it was more than 100 times as common as it had been all of last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.